Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max P.
But always find myself back at the back in alien. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. It's something about me being younger that defected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist, they just let the fit erase us. Adopted by the slums, son of God, this is how they raise us. Yo, son, we gotta raise up. Don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun. So we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now. Thinking like, in the man garden, it's the snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive and receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it. And the respect is big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just eat the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs to access. It's the access to the earth at the birth. I found a new balance, and now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana sedatives got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth. We ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop till you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the boot. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of truth, we can't fly with some roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I ask for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface.
What's going on, world? What's up with it, man? We back in the building, man.
Another day, what up?
What's going on, famo? How you feeling there, Case?
Man, I'm good, man.
Yeah, man, I know you had little technical difficulties over there, huh?
Yeah, my phone screen was dirty. You know how these Google phones is, man. She kept locking me out.
I feel you, B. Man, well, I'm glad you're on, man. It's your joint, man. Interracial. What is it, interracial dating and races? What is it, racial pride?
Yeah, interracial dating versus racial pride. That's what we, you know what I'm saying? This is a conversation I was having over the weekend, so, you know, I just want to know what people feel about it.
Well, you know, we so, got guns smoking, man. We already got a guest already.
All right. Yo, give me 1 second, dog. Give me 1 second.
Okay, cool. Well, what I do is, man, so you know, you get everything together, man. I'm gonna cut a couple of commercials, man, and then we'll come back to you, and get you ready and ready to go.
Aye.
Hey. You. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, man. We back, man, and we're back in the building, man. Interracial dating versus racial pride. I can barely say the word. I get tongue twisted, man. You know, there's a lot of people around that are dating outside their race, man. You know, me personally, I don't judge, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really don't bother me, but I know it's a lot of people out here, man, be looking outside their nose and why is that person with that person? The bloodline is going to lose his bloodline. You know, it's a lot of things, man, with the biblical, you know, a lot of Hispanics and Latinos, they like to date within their own, you know, so their race, and that's what the tradition, like the real traditional parents, you know, like from Mexico, Puerto Rico, you know, that don't really speak that good fluent English. They like you to date within your own culture, you know, and your own sex, race, you know, not sex, but your own race. And so, you know, I don't know, man. I just look at it like, you know, I guess it's to each his own, but you really can't really sit up here and say that because it still exists in this world. You know, it really exists. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to take a call real quick, man. Actually, she's going to be on with us all day. We're going to get it in, man. I'm just going to introduce her just a little bit. We're going to give a little snippet of what's going on. But you'll get a little input from her, man. Then by that time, you know, Case can come in and he can, you know, give us his case study on what's going on. But this girl right here, man, she needs no introduction, man. That's my little high school, well, my little grammar school buddy, man. Kristen, what's going on, honey? How you feeling?
I'm feeling just mighty fine.
I see life is treating you good, huh?
It could be better, but I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm breathing. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, you know, I just wanted to just get a little snippet of what you're going to be doing later on throughout the show, man, because I know we got a couple other people, a couple other special guests is going to call in, man. They got different views. That's crazy. That's go Case now right there. We're looking for Case. I always do the police time when Case ain't in the building. But he here today.
Well, I know I could start this off with the joke of the day, though. Once I went black, I ain't never go back.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right. Yeah. I'm in the building now. I'm in the building now. Wow. You get what it is for that.
Yeah, man.
But, nah, man, I just wanted to say, man, I brought this show up because, you know, I know in the whole black power community, you know, which I, you know, sometimes frequently just, you know, chilling, you know, I see they have a big problem with the interracial dating thing. And, you know, from my teachings, and my understanding of, you know what I'm saying, our ancient ancestors, that they never taught racial division, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, be with whoever you want to be with, just make sure that you're happy. You dig what I'm saying?
And right.
That's how...
Wait. Let's start to break down real quick, you know what I'm saying, for the people out there listening, basically, where this whole racial... dividing thing came from. The racial dividing thing came from Roman, from the Roman times. You know what I'm saying? Basically, back then, with our ancestors, there wasn't really any kind of race problems. You know what I'm saying? They saw people as people. They treat people as the people came. So, you know, basically, with that said, you know what I'm saying? You allowed to date whoever you want as long as they make you happy. And I know a lot of black people get mad about the whole, you know, interracial dating thing. And you hear a lot of talk and a lot of loose lips about the interracial dating thing. But let's just be real. If you worried and you spending time focusing on who somebody else is dating, then you the problem. You're the problem of the matter, you know what I'm saying? If you spending time worried about who somebody's laying in their bed with, then you're the problem in the community. That's how I feel, basically, about it.
Hmm. Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're touching on tonight. I want a couple callers to call in, whether black or white, and give their views on interracial dating.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, man, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to cut the commercial, man. We're going to come back. We already got, you know what I'm saying, callers calling in already, man. So what I do is, man, I play a quick commercial, man, and we come back, man, and we just go ahead and get down to business. How you feel about that, bro?
Let's rock it out.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, we back, man. We back in the building, man. So basically, man, what we're going to do, we already got, you know, a couple of callers right now. So, you know, we got Christian on the line, you know, and we really get our point. I mean, I know she said once you go black, she never went back. So you take it as we already know she called Casey in the building. That's what's up.
I ain't going to laugh no more.
I feel you, man. Hey, so basically, what's your point on it, though? I mean, I know you, as obviously, we can see that you really don't have a problem with it, but it's, I mean, what about your, you know what I'm saying, the Caucasians? I mean, have you been around people that just don't like, you know what I'm saying, blacks or whatever other nationalities? How you feel about that?
I can speak for myself now. The way I speak, the way I talk, don't get it twisted. I could turn it corporate on you and speak two different languages now. But if I go into a white people crowd, they tend to turn their heads and look at me like, okay, she's a wigger. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty, to me, it's pretty stupid because you don't even take the time out to know me and know my name or my story. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Now, me personally, let me tell you how many I got in my family. Black, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Jewish, Guatemalan, and some. And the Puerto Ricans is my boys, and the black one is my daughter. I understand why people have to feel the need to hate on somebody because of their color. I'm saying, what do people gain from that? Don't you think they missing out on other people's cultures and things that they do? Why do you think people take trips around the fucking world to see the other parts of the world? They learn that when they go over there, they're going to learn what their cultures are. So why define it just to white on white, black on black? I don't understand. And
okay.
basically, nine times out of ten, everybody now in 2013 is not 100% that nationality. They got some mixture in there down the bloodline somewhere.
Right. I mean, see, you have to really just, I mean, when you talking about something like this, I mean, like I said, if a person got a problem who another person is sleeping with, then you're the problem at the end of the day. If you have a problem with
right.
somebody else sleeping with somebody else, you're the problem. Now, let's break down the history behind this whole racial division thing. You know what I'm saying? In Islam, and I'm talking about the Nation of Islam, basically they taught basically that a scientist made white people, right? These ain't my beliefs. I'm just telling you. They taught that a scientist made white people. His name was Yaqub. You know what I'm saying? And basically he made them because I guess he got mad at something, and he made them to rule over the seeds of the god. So basically, let's see. His uncle, I forget his name, you know, came up with another science project to revert everybody back to black. So, I mean, if you really look at the concept of the story, you know what I'm saying, I don't know really exactly how the story go off the top of my head, but if you look back at the story and you look back at Roman times, that racial dividing thing was just basically a way to keep white people from harm. And what I mean by that is, if black people keep fucking white women, we going to kill, you know what I'm saying, the right racial gene. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're going to kill it. So that's why they wanted the separation.
I don't agree with that because for the simple fact that when I go back in time and I look at these movies and whatnot, what really pisses me off about the thing as far as, you know what I'm saying, black slavery days, them white folks was molesting them black women. They knew they was black and they wasn't supposed to mess with them, but they did. And, yeah,
right.
at some point in time, they got caught up and found out, too, because now we got a kid over here. He looks like he's biracial. So all of that to me is nonsense. None of that bullshit from way back then matters now. What matters is what's in 2013 and what your heart holds. Because it don't matter nobody else thinks.
It never really amongst the Africans, the ancient Africans, it never mattered. You dig what I'm saying? It never mattered. And nobody can, you know, basically tell me that because, like I said, I know white doggons. You know what I'm saying? White people that's doggons. That damn near know black history better than some black people.
Right.
We never, ever hated on anybody. We welcomed everybody. And I was talking to a brother that basically said that's the reason why Egypt got overthrown because we welcomed everybody in. No, the reason why Egypt got overthrown was because we let savages come amongst us. You know what I'm saying? And the people that was there that was supposed to be guarding stuff wasn't guarding stuff like today. I mean, look at black people. I mean, if you can look at the black people today, you could think how we fell back then. And everybody still want to sit there and we still want to say white people this, white people that. I mean, I do have a problem with white people arrogance, but that's something that I can't fix. You know what I'm saying? I can't fix that. But you know what I'm saying? We in the black community keep yelling, white people this, white people that. Okay, who's to blame about that 6-month-year-old baby that just got shot multiple times?
Man, ain't that a crime scene? What happened to that baby?
Yeah, I mean, Who's to blame for this? I mean, black people, we don't want to speak out against our own people when in the end of the day, we're the major problem.
It is terrible. That within itself seems to me so, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but that seems so fucking heartless and selfish. You know, when you grown up in poverty and shit like that, everybody want to be like Mike. Everybody want to see what the next person doing, how they getting all that money, so they follow along. Where's these people getting all these guns from? First of all, people that's giving these guns to these people, they ain't doing nothing but setting this child up for killing somebody. Bam, another one of the brothers in the penitentiary. They don't really got enough penitentiaries open for any men that belong to the, that are in the penitentiary. And they definitely is not, it's supposed to be a correctional facility. They're not correcting anything. All they doing is bringing more problems.
That's set up just the correctional facilities are set up just to make money. They ain't correcting anything.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. And a lot of these brothers that's out here that's on drugs, I swear to God, when I was saying us women, we need our men. You know what I'm saying? Us women can go through things, but the men, by them standing to be men, real men, and not being have the means or whatever to take care of their family, they don't go straight to harm's way and cause themselves a problem or, fuck it, I'm just going to drug myself up and don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, this is not a show to bash black women. I love black women, too, you know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is I noticed that black women seem to have a big problem with the whole interracial dating. Some brothers do, too, but black women seem to have it. But, see, here's the thing that I don't understand about my sisters that really just it pisses me off because they contradict the shit out of themselves. I mean, okay, you have a problem with black men dating white women. But yet, you want to look like a white woman. Subconsciously, you say, no, I don't. You say, no, I don't, but yeah, you do. I mean, you go and you put hair in. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You put hair in that ain't even yours. It don't even look like it's supposed to be on your head. You put it in. You go put in fake nails. No, this is not funny. You go put in fake nails. You go put in fake contacts. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you stuck in a system. So when you see a black man with a white woman, I just don't see why you get mad. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I just don't see why you get mad. I can understand why the brothers get mad when they see a black woman with a white dude. I can kind of understand that because that's kind of like a different thing. Because really, if you look at it, a lot of black women out here now today, they, like you said, they don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't want their brothers. They don't want their brothers. You know what I'm saying? They want them for sexual. They want them for sexual purposes. They get knocked up and boom. I don't need you. This is all you hear from black women all day. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. But then when they ask you 30 and 40, they gotta settle for Captain Sable.
But you know what though? You know damn well it ain't nothing but for financial gain. That's all it is.
Right, right. And I mean that's the problem. That's a problem in our community that we gotta stop looking. Black people, we got to stop looking at everything as a financial gain. I mean, if you take, for instance, a white woman will build with a black man. She will build with a black dude. You dig what I'm saying? Like, they'll start off with nothing, and then in the end of the day, they got a house. They got cars.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? She'll build with that man. You get a sister now that get a man that's struggling. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to make it to the top and everything. She'll sit there and bitch him out every day. And go do this, and you can't get a job. This, I make more money than you. And you know what I'm saying? That's the problem in our community that we really have to stop. Before we sit there and try to tell somebody who to be with, we need to stop them problems. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of sisters need to, and for the real black women out there that's listening to this, and no, I'm not bashing you, because the real sisters know I'm not bashing. They know I'm telling the truth about half of these chicks out here. They make black women look bad. You know what I'm saying? I got a clip that I want to play, and this is from an African girl, if I can find it. Hold up. This is basically from an African female, her standpoint on looking at women, you know what I'm saying, overall now today. So we're going to get into this clip.
So I'm taking a dump, and I just thought I should make a really quick video. This is for all the thirsty females in the world. The stupid, stupid, senseless idiots that live in this planet. The women. Why is it that you guys constantly ask a man to buy you stuff? Your father does not buy it for your mother. Baby, can you buy me a bag? Can you buy me this? Can you buy me that? Can you buy me food? Can you buy me iPhone 5? What's wrong with you? Eh? Why is it that you guys can never do anything with us? You'll be looking for a man to buy you something. Ordinary food to put in your stomach. You'll be asking a man to buy you food. Huh? What's wrong with you? You don't have shame. Shame cannot ever let me ask a man to buy me anything in this life. In this life, I cannot do it. Stop it. It doesn't look good. If he wants to take you out to dinner, okay, but every 2 seconds, if you want to eat breakfast, you call him. Can you buy me food? I don't have any food in my fridge. Lunch, can you buy me food? I don't have any food in my fridge. Dinner. And then you'll be complaining when the guy wants something from you, asking man to buy you everything. You cannot go and find a job. Are you that worthless? Goat. Shopping your mouth. Can you do this? Can you buy, do my nails? Can you take me shopping? Once you go to school and get an education and then go and find a job, you'll be asking man, open your rotting mouth to ask a man to buy you something. They're crazy. Something will worry you. Huh? You guys behave like that's why they treat you like shit. Because you don't know how to behave yourself. Even when they take you, you'll be eating as if you're eating your child's career. Like, what? Behave yourself, bro. Ladies, you need to behave yourself. Stop acting stupid. What's wrong with you guys? Don't you know how to be? Go out and find a job and do what you need to do. Buy whatever be able. Get to the point where you know you can be able to buy stuff for yourself and still have more money left over. Instead, you open out your smelly mouth to go and ask a man to go and buy you something and then be asking him for more. iPhone 5, iPad. He said, who born you? Are you... He said, that's why you guys get slapped all the time, because you be asking stupid, stupid questions. Huh? I beg you. You know what's wrong with you guys? Biko, please, behave yourself and act normal, like a normal human being. You want something, you go buy it.
Basically, I know y'all couldn't really hear the audio that good. I should have cleaned it up a little more. But basically, what she was just saying, this is an African female, you know what I'm saying, basically just saying, how women are nowadays. They always ask men for this. They always ask men for that. But they don't never want to do nothing for themselves. This is why we have a lot of problems in our community. This is why a lot of brothers end up dating out of their race. You know what I'm saying? Because most of them are down already in the ground. And then, you know, you try to get with your own kind, and they kick you more down into the ground. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that a lot of sisters don't understand is that a lot of brothers have it harder than they have.
You're absolutely right.
They have it. We have it harder than they have, and they don't understand that the system is basically set up for them to have better jobs than us. That was a part of the system. You know what I'm saying? And then they want to sit there. Most of the sisters, they get home, they want to argue with their man all day. You know what I'm saying? What he ain't doing, what he can be doing. But then they don't really want to understand the situation to the matter. But then when you get with a white girl, then they want to sit there and they want to talk shit, but you didn't want them to begin with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they see him with the white girl, and, you know, they happy. They happy, you know what I'm saying? They walking around holding hands, they smiling and shit. They can't stand that because they wondering, okay, why I didn't get that with him? Because you ain't give him a chance most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't give the brother a chance most of the time. So that's why we have a lot of out of the, you know what I'm saying, race dating. You know what I'm saying? That's not everybody's situation, but that's most of the time what the situation is.
You know, it's kind of saddening to some people, and I'm saying this as a real woman. Instead of us women knocking these men down, why not build them up? You can imagine what it does to their self-esteem, especially the man supposed to be the provider of the home, and that's what he's supposed to do. But that don't mean that you got to stay at home and sit on your ass and not help either. You know what I'm saying? Because at any point in time between a man and a woman, at the end of the day, if he get up and leave, I still got to support my house, or if I get up and leave, he has to support his house. But by the time you done ruin that man's self-esteem, it's just like, you know, he lose self-motivation to do things, you know what I mean? And who can they go talk to? Women talk all damn long. Go in the hair salon, them bitches is telling everything. Go over here, they telling everything. You know what I'm saying? Men need people to talk to, too, as well. And these women need to stop bad-mouthing these men and putting them down like they fucking dogs, because they wasn't that dog when you met them, because if they was a dog then, why did you choose him then? To make them feel worse?
See, another thing, and then, you know, in the community we say things like, oh, well, he's with a white girl because he can't handle a strong black woman. Hey, well, shit, I'm happy. So, you know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? A man shouldn't have to deal with a lot of the shit that go on in our community that they deal with. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody want to get mad in the end because they dating out their race. Once again, I say this. If you have a problem with who somebody's laying with in their bed at night, you're the main problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're the main problem because you don't, people don't understand. We're not down here to correct anybody. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
We're not down here to try to correct anybody's life. That's that person's personal life. And if it's not harming you in any type of way, and I don't see interracial dating most of the time harming the black community at all. I don't see it.
I don't either. And I don't even see what the argument about it is. If you wanted somebody like I got, go find you one. You need me to tell you little things about what my man do so you can find the right one. You know what I'm saying? They act like they simple-minded about shit. Everything is common sense now.
Because
you're going to spend some time with the man. You should know right off the bat by your first conversation with him is either he running game, let him prove himself to you, and you damn sure don't really know a person till you live with them. And that don't even mean it's too late to get rid of them.
Wait a minute. Let's take another commercial because we're going to have to get on the other side of the woman side because y'all talk about the men. All right, I'm going to take a commercial and we're going to come back.
I'm speaking highly of them.
look, we'll be right back. Oh, man, y'all are going in. That's what's up. Let's go.
Okay.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Hey, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace. All right, man. We back. Man, we back in the building, man. Man, y'all are going in. Y'all going in pretty hard, man. Well, anyway, we talk about interracial dating and racial pride. Pretty much Case, and we got Christian on the panel today, man. We just talking about it. And for the people that didn't really know, man, interracial romance was a point, and it was a content that would begin back in, I think it started like in 1664. That's a long time, man. They tried to ban it at first, and then they brought it back, you know. And I'm just speaking off of far as the Europeans' standpoint of view. They say they brought it back.
That's bullshit, man. That shit started way before that, dude.
I'm just saying, like, well, you know, you got to look at it back in the slavery days, coming back over to this time, you know, how they had it with the Emmett Till type of thing, you know, how they had it to where you couldn't even look at them, blow a kiss at them.
Let me say this real quick. This is what happens when you don't do history. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, you know, we get bombarded with bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Pseudoscience, pseudohistory. You know what I'm saying? We get bombarded like black people didn't see and have any contact with white people way before slavery. That's foolishness. You dig what I'm saying? That's foolishness. Why, how you think that the Greeks came, you know what I'm saying, upon us? The Greeks wasn't nothing but a mixture of people. If you look at the ancient Greeks, most of them had, like, afros, curly hair. They was basically Vin Diesels back then. You dig what I'm saying? Mediterranean, Arab, African, these people was mixed. So people had contact with people, man. The white man whole thing is he just don't really want to put out history, because if he put out history, then all his pseudosciences, you know, science, it just goes in the trash. You know what I'm saying? It just basically goes in the trash. That's what I wanted to say about that, but you can continue.
Yeah, so you saying when the slavery, when the 13th Amendment came in 1865, so you don't believe none of that, the black code, none of that, so you just think it was just basically just a white man's cover-up?
I'm just saying, you know, people had contact. Basically, back in the slavery time when they did all of that, man, that was so black people wouldn't mix in with other people. Because you got to understand, like, the black blood is the dominant gene of this earth. You know what I'm saying? Science tells us that. The National Geographic don't tell people that already. You know what I'm saying? You one drop of black blood, that it's killing any other type of blood on this earth. So, I mean, if you keep on, let's say a black man has sex with a white woman. They have a mixed child. That child has sex with another black person. They have another mixed child. If you keep on doing that over and over, you're going to kill off that person's name. I mean, it's just a fact. You know what I'm saying? This is a fact. The person is going to turn blacker and blacker and blacker and blacker. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go from mixed to blacker and blacker. And then let's say you as a white man, you have a white daughter, and she's the only one there to hold your name off, and she ended up getting with a black dude. And you know what I'm saying? They have kids. Then that kid get with another black person. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you don't just kill off, you know what I'm saying?
You killed off the
Caucasian bloodline.
Okay.
And that's basically all. That's basically all that was about, man.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I don't need to read no more of that. Then we'll stick with the interracial dating. Then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
With that there, I go from here. Now, basically, man, I know people. You know what I'm saying? That you know, date outside their race. You know what I'm saying? African American dating Caucasians or whatever. You know what, to me, that's common right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, you know, you get so used to it, especially when you're from the north side of Chicago. That's all you see, man. You know what I'm saying? You see that already. You know, just growing up, you know, what if your parent raised you in a mixed group? You know, the suburbs. You know, that's a lot of mixture or whatever. I mean, and you know us from the north side of Chicago, we was around Philippines, Chinese, Africans, Nigerians, local boys. We was around everything.
And I ate most of them dishes too.
Yeah, man. So, you know, basically, I get it where Chris is coming from. I get it where, you know, say you coming from. But, you know, I want to get some more points of view. You know, so get more points, more views. You know, is it really versus a? Is it like when you say racial pride? That's more so being judgmental, right?
Yeah, man. I was for to get into that right now. I mean, in the black power community, because you know me, I stay studying my people. You know what I'm saying? And that leads me to have to go, you know what I'm saying, through the black power community and everything. And that's basically just a bunch of, you know, Afrocentrics. I hate that word because there's no such thing. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit that a European made up, Afrocentric people and things like that. See, the problem with us, man, is black people, we are too emotional. You know what I'm saying? We have too many emotional attachments to stereotypes. You dig what I'm saying? And we have to let them go, you know what I'm saying? In the black power community, I see they always making an excuse not to move forward. You dig what I'm saying? It's, oh, you're dating a white girl, so you're keeping the race down. Wait, wait, wait. Me dating one white girl is keeping our whole race down? Okay, once again, what about the baby, the six-month-year-old baby who got shot? Like, I did that because I was dating a white girl? I mean, so me being with a black girl would have stopped that baby from getting shot? You know what I'm saying? We don't want to handle the real issues that's ahead of us, and the real issues is the truth, and it's the truth about ourselves. So when we look, when we try to look at things, you know what I'm saying, from an emotional standpoint, it's always, oh, well, this white person hit me on the shoulder, so, you know, I couldn't get a job that day, or this white person hit me on the shoulder, so I had to shoot the brother down the street, and bullshit like that, you know what I'm saying? We just really got to put that whole racial pride to the side and handle our business and get our community together and stop thinking about these little things. I wanted to do this topic because I had a heated debate with a brother about interracial dating. You know what I'm saying? I got called all types of pussyfied and, you know what I'm saying, I'm against my race and all of this. And I just didn't understand where he, you know what I'm saying, the point where he was coming from, because how am I against my race because I want to be with somebody who I want to be with? You dig what I'm saying? And if I'm happy and that's not causing my race no problems, then why should it be a problem to you? So, you know what I'm saying? Basically, that's why I really wanted to do this show. We had the host just drop right now, so, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go on to some more callers. Let me see. Yo, Christian, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, okay. Well, Christian, let me see. You a white woman, right?
I'm multiracial.
Okay, biracial then, biracial. And I mean, let me ask you this then, since you're biracial. Who's white, your father or your mom?
Well, they both look like they're white, but my mom, her nationality is from Spain. But I want to comment something to you about that friend that you got into it and he called you a bitch-made-ass nigga, whatever the case may be.
he called me pussy-fried, but...
All right, well, whatever the case may be, ask that motherfucker there if he was on his last breath finna die in the middle of the fucking street and the ambulance come because he's dying. You mean to tell me he not gonna let them white folks save his life?
I'm just saying,
speaking hypothetically, though, don't talk about something. That's some fucking stupid shit to come out of somebody's mouth.
This is the thing with black people, man. See, black people, I'm going to tell you like this. Most white people, not all, they have an arrogance about themselves. Black people, we are very
open. But their nationality doesn't, though.
Wait, no. But I'm going to break that down for you. They have an arrogance about themselves. Most black people are very over emotional. Now, what you said, if he got shot or whatever and some black and white people came, of course he's going to say that. If he needed blood for a white, of course. You know what I'm saying? Black people, we are not really like that. We just emotional because, you know, the stuff that we've been through. I can't speak for a lot of black people, but for most of the black people I know, you know, they'll sit there, they'll talk shit just to talk shit. That's why I was saying, you know what I'm saying, instead
they contradict
of us
themselves.
Yeah, instead of us sitting there blaming these little small issues that's really not an issue for the way that we are. We really need to just handle our own business in the community because there's major problems other than somebody dating out of their race. That right there is just something to entertain your emotions so you won't have to deal with the real problems.
At some point, to get this very clearly, us people that are living here in the United States and in these bad environments and, you know, tore-up neighborhoods, we the people are going to be the only ones that's going to be able to fight for change. Them governments don't give a fuck. They living happily ever after and don't give a damn. They getting overpaid to sit on their ass and find another way to make up another damn bill. So, yeah, I got 3 parking tickets. They fucking take my car. I don't pay my mortgage for 3 months, but had my house for 28 years, they take my house. We the people are the ones that's going to have to stand up and put our foot down and go against them son of a bitches. Seriously. Because they're not changing the world for the best. Come on. It's starving people here in America. What the fuck is you doing sending money over to China? Fuck them.
Now, check this out. You said the government, and Sleep was talking about, you know, the 18th Amendment and, you know, back in slavery days. See, the reason why they did a lot of the racial separation thing was because they had immigrants coming into the United States, like the Polish, the Germans, you know what I'm saying, coming into the United States, the Scottish. And if you watch the movie Gangs of New York, that's like almost a true story of how it was. Black people was living with Europeans that was coming in over boats. So they didn't want, like the Polish, the, you know, Scottish people mixing in and having kids, because that's more of a revolt to stand against what they was for. Now, if you look now today, the reason why they chose Obama, because they knew, if you look at it, they knew that the racial thing was going to start up. Once again, you have white people blaming black people for the economy dropping, and I mean, that's a joke. That's really a joke, but you have white people blaming black people, all the black people doing this, the black people doing that. They needed a face so when they pulled all this bullshit, everybody can be against each other and not wake up at the same time and say, okay, we need to go against this system. No, they're keeping us at each other's necks. So that's another reason for racial division. You know what I'm saying? So just saying that. So now I wanted to ask Christian a question real quick. So you being, Christian, you being biracial, did you have any problems growing up?
You know what? I did have problems growing up, and Dennis can be my witness. Okay. I was the only pale face in the neighborhood. I was the pale face in school, but I was a pretty pale face. And, you know, a lot of the African-American girls, they like to pull it with me. You know what I'm saying? I shied away from a minute, but, man, I couldn't take no more. So once I whooped one of their asses, the rest of them tried to get tough. So basically, I fought my way all through school. I remember in 8th grade, Dennis, remember when I flipped that fucking desk over? I was going to fight that big-ass Amazon bitch. Her and that, what was her name, Keisha, all the way from her room, writing me a goddamn letter talking about some you got beef with me. Bitch, come on, let's do this right now. There ain't no talking. Let's get it in now. So, yes, I have been in that, but I didn't let any of that affect me. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't because on the inside, they all knew I was nice and sweet, but once I beat that ass, they ain't talk that shit to me no more.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no problem with it, and I didn't take take where I've been and where I've lived and where I was raised at and used it for an excuse for my whole life now. You know, it's the part that made me the way that I am now, and I can actually want to say this, that I'm very thankful because I have a fucking billionaire sister that's married to the Court Supreme Justice, late Jeffrey Earl Warren Jr., in California, with her nose up her motherfucking ass and a stingy-ass bitch. I'm glad I didn't live that life, and I done lived the bald life and the poor life, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, you know, I was just asking that because basically that's one of the top things that a lot of people say is that, okay, the kids are going to be teased in school and all that. See, that, once again, is from a European standpoint. The whole reason why most mixed kids get teased in school by black children basically is because that's that whole Willie Lynch system where they took the light-skinned, you know, black person and put them in the house out the sun, and they didn't really do a lot of work. They did the maid work, while the dark-skinned people did the more harder work. You dig what I'm saying? So they basically taught us how to hate ourselves. So when we do that, and when these kids turn around, or these sisters turn around, and they start to hating on another person, another race that's with, you know what I'm saying, a brother or something, that's just showing the hatred that they have towards they self, because you're supposed to love self. So
right,
none of that.
Anything.
If you loving yourself, if you are loving yourself, then none of that should bother you. You know what I'm saying? None of that who another person is with should bother you. That's our problem. We don't love ourselves. We always find something. Okay, he with her because she got strangy hair. Oh, he with her because of oh, he with her because of this. No, if you loving yourself, you're not worried about none of that shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what I want to put in the black community. We hate ourselves. You know what I'm saying? If we got time to talk about who somebody else is sleeping with, we hating ourselves. Because, you know what I'm saying, if that person is happy, at the end of the day, you should be happy for that person. And you shouldn't even be worried about it because you're too busy loving yourself. So this is why kids mostly get teased, because parents don't teach their kids how to be accepting to other people and to love they self before anything. You know what I'm saying? That's why it mostly happened. Mixed kids, oh, they got, this bitch got longer hair, she light-skinned, and she thinks she going to take all the boys and all of this shit. But as a parent, that parent should be teaching that child how to love they self, love your hair, love how you look. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't what's going on in our community. Like I said, we always got to find the littlest things to blame why we so emotional. But like
okay,
I said,
now here's my story. Now, my daughter is black and white, but you would never know her father was black. And it's funny that we bring this up because my baby is my color. But, yes, she is black and she's white and all the other mixtures, right? When she was a baby, you should have seen us walk through the mall with my baby wore. Let's just say me. An old white man, I can never forget this, came up and said, oh, my God, your baby, she's so pretty, you should put her in modeling. As soon as her daddy walked up to her and grabbed her hand, that nigga face turned blue. Like, that can't happen. And right now to this day, while I'm out here in the suburbs, was for the simple fact, and I know how these schools is because I went through it. I didn't want to send my daughter to no school in the city because I knew she was going to have to fight her way through school like I did, because she's so pretty. She's extra, extra smart. She's straight-A student all day, every day. She don't got time for these young-ass girls that's telling her, you not black, you not black. Fuck it then. Tell them you're Puerto Rican then. Who gives a goddamn? You know? And I hate the fact that I even had to come out here because now I'm missing out on my grandson and my boys, you know. But it's hard for people out here that's light-skinned and telling people that they black or, you know, vice versa. It's nothing but problems. And then when they see my daughter let her hair down, oh, Lord.
Okay.
And it's going along with basically what you were saying, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Go ahead.
Women, it's the same thing like I'm saying. Women need to start, women need to stop being jealous for one. If it's something that you like or you would like to be, work on getting there. And these men, stop putting our men down and build them up, and you'll never know what comes out of it, because what the fuck you don't want, somebody else will.
Right,
and
right.
Be happy with it.
Like, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I know a lot of sisters that got, you know what I'm saying, white girls as their friends, you know what I'm saying? That's a common thing, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. But for a lot of the sisters out there that has a big problem with the whole interracial dating thing, I say this to you. I really stress this to you. How the hell can you hate because a brother is with a white woman? If you have, this is for the women that has straight hair and fake ass nails. You trying to be exactly like the white woman. Now, a lot of black women, if you listening and you got that and you want to call in, I can show you exactly how you trying to be, because you not loving yourself. You not letting what God gave you shine. You know what I'm saying? You feel like in order to compete in this world, you have to put fake hair in that's not even yours, that don't even look like your hair. You dig what I'm saying? You got to put this in your hair in order to achieve certain goals. But we got Kristen on the line. You know what I'm saying? She's a product of the interracial dating. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all out there listening, man, call in. We're going to take a break right now.
You suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
And we're back. Yo, Dilla, you in the building?
I'm in the building, man. What's good with it, man?
Man, tell them what we talking about tonight, man, on the conversation.
Well, basically, man, we just interracial dating versus racial pride, man. Basically, you and Kristen, you know, you guys kind of elaborated on what was going on far as with the interracial dating. You know, it's common to me, you know what I'm saying, like far as I'm starting to see a little, you know, a little mixture a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but it also depends on how far you go all out, you know what I'm saying, right. You know, into the city, you know what I mean, but we've been waiting on a call. Did you want to take another quick call real quick, or did you want to go ahead and go into another look?
Yeah, we could take a call. We got online.
Yeah, we got Justin. Justin, you in the building. What's up, Doc?
What's up?
What's going on with you, man?
Man, chilling, listening to the conversation.
Okay. All right, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? I know you heard pretty much a nice little earful, man. So how you feel about the, you know, interracial dating or, you know, racial pride? Which one are you taking?
The interracial dating.
Okay.
I take that.
Go ahead.
Well, I look at it like some people go out there and race the date is because I can't speak for everybody, but some people may like how other races are and how they or other cultures and how they celebrate, and they already probably been around their race all their life. They probably want to go out their race. They probably want to see something different. They probably want something like a lot of things are now where they trying to get a lot of schools and a lot of communities diverse. They don't just want one simple race in one community. They want everybody to get along and get along now with each other. Like today I was looking at something. I was doing some research in class. In Chicago, Chicago's one of the most segregated cities in the United States. It's 35% blacks, 30% Latinos, and 28% Caucasian. You know, and we all stay together, or the black people stay together. That, you know, any other race stay with each other. But me, I think a lot of people go outside of their race to see what other races are like, and some people don't discriminate. just like I don't discriminate. I date somebody white, black, Hispanic. I don't care. You know, it's all about being happy with what you prefer, what you want at the end of the day.
Right.
Well, what do you think about those statistics, Chase?
What'd you say?
What you think about those statistics? He said that when he's in school, he said 30% black stick with they sell. That I think 30%, he said the Hispanics, and then the least amount was the Caucasians. So how you feel about those?
Just as he said, man. I mean, just as he said, man. Basically, a lot of people date out of their race to see what other cultures like, and that just leads me to say again that black people in America don't have a culture. You get what I'm saying? If we had a culture, then maybe a lot of people wouldn't date out their race. That's why, you know, I really hate inside of the black community we do that. You know what I'm saying? We do that where we tell a person, well, you ain't black. I mean, you ain't more blacker than me because you were a white girl, or you ain't about, you know, helping out people move on because you were somebody else. You know what I'm saying? We actually need to stop that and think about the things that we really need and the things that we lacking. And that's basically a culture. And our culture, inside African culture, you know what I'm saying, a person is allowed to do what they want to do as long as it's not hurting the culture at hand. And like I said, interracial dating is not hurting the culture at hand. You dig? Well, so that's what I think about that.
Well, look, man, my thing is this on here, man. You got to look at the way that the media is promoting it, though. You know, so the media is promoting that, that Nubian princess with the long hair, with the, you know, say, I guess the weed, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's really mainly the mixture, you know, partner, your text messages coming in on the show. But it's probably the mixture, man. The biracial child. You see what I'm saying? They showing the lighter, the better. They still showing that, on the media. They showing, like, now with couples, you don't really too much, like, back in the 90s or, you know, say 80s coming up, like Jungle Fever, that movie, you really don't too much see a black person with a white woman no more. You always see, now you see an Italian woman with a black woman. I mean, a black man, well, yep, Italian woman with a black Italian woman. You're seeing that that Rico Suave do with the black girl now, you know what I'm saying? And she not really too much dark, you know what I'm saying? She got that light skin. Matter of fact, just to tell you something, just a little bit, HBO, I was watching that movie Shameless, that we coming on HBO. You see the white dude with a dark woman. You know, it's like, why they have to be on that movie Shameless? You don't really too much see that too much, you know what I'm saying, right now. And then when you go into the pride, the racial pride, when I hear racial pride, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. All I see is colorful flags, and all I see is gay people talking about their pride. You know what I'm saying? I really don't too much see too many people hating on racial, you know, interracial relationships. Because, I mean, it's common in certain areas. Now, what would be uncommon to me is if I see that Pritzy, that Marsha Brady with a thug on 79th in Drexel. That's like out of whack. Okay. And to be honest with you, I did see that. And what's crazy about it was when the police pulled them over, he asked her, what you doing over here? You see what I'm saying? He asked her, what you doing over here? You don't belong over here. And you see that in the movies. When they get
real, yeah. Real quick. See, I want to just elaborate what you said. You said the media. The media is a tool, man. That's why people should turn their damn TVs off for at least 2-3 hours a day, because it's a tool, man. The media is basically the Willie Lynch with pictures now. You dig? So when they sit in there, like, for instance, I was watching a video today because I was doing a little studying for the show. Basically, Kerry Washington has a new show out. I don't know the name of it right off top. I don't know if anybody know that. Christian probably know that. But Kerry Washington has a new show out. And basically,
she gets named by white guys all the time. That
no. She worked for the president.
and the president is a white dude, and I guess she's having an affair with him on the side or whatever. But they showed a brother she was with, a congressman, he was coming, you know, she called him over or something like that just to give him his engagement ring back. And basically, she was saying, no, he asked her, why won't you marry me? You don't want the house, you don't want to be happy, and things like that. She said to him that, you know, she can do all of that, but she won't love, she want the love that hurts. She want to struggle for love and things like that. Oh. So that just gives you, that gives you real quick the whole way that they look at black women, you know what I'm saying, now up to date. And that's how most black women, you know what I'm saying, think now today. They think love's supposed to hurt because most of them grow up in an environment where they didn't have that much love. And then when they ended up getting hurt. So that's one of the, you know what I'm saying, that's one of the things that the media, when they do that whole...
Yeah, that movie, that topic, I think it's called Scandals.
Okay, yeah, that's what it's called. And yeah, she's dating the... Yeah, she's dating the whole white dude that's the president. Now, let me go back and reverse to Shameless because I actually watched that show. Shameless, see, the way that they doing the whole interracial thing, man, it's really like it's degrading black women.
Huh?
You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all still there?
Yeah.
Shameless is basically degrading the whole black women's image. Now, I'm going to explain to you how it's doing that. As you could tell, the girl wants to have a baby. For anybody that was following the show, she wants to have a baby. And she's using her mother to have a baby. She can't have kids, so she's using her mother. So the white dude got to have sex with her mother. And now she's laying in the bed while her mother's having sex with her boyfriend.
Oh, Lord.
So that just goes back to the whole slavery days where the white man was doing that. He was raping the daughter, raping the mother, raping the daughter. I caught on that. You know what I'm saying? When you read a lot and you get into a lot of things, man, you start to see through them things. That's why I said black people need to start reading and educating ourselves on these type of topics because, man, they doing it to us inside of our face. They degrading our image right inside of our face. And these people already know exactly how we feel and exactly how we act. So they give it to us in the raw, and we not even paying attention to them type of things. So the whole interracial side of the media, man, that's just hype for them to degrade black people even more.
Okay, and I think that thing with Kerry Washington, I think that sitcom was called Scandals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But basically, man, I tell you what, man, that's what we're going to do here, man. We got the whole panel. We got Kristen online, we got Justin online, we got myself online, we got Kate online. You know, I figured that, you know, people call them, you know, they basically texting me or hitting up the Facebook page, which is okay, you know what I'm saying, because we have more internet listeners than anything across the board, you know, so that's pretty cool. But I get tired of people inboxing me later on after the show. Like, man, Joe, you should have said this, or man, Joe, you should have said that. Please don't do that to me because I'm gonna block you. I'm gonna bleach you. No, I'm just playing. I'm black angry bleach. I ask all the questions. But yeah, man, I see where you guys are coming from with it, man. It's to me the way you guys are pretty much summing it up. It's like a little mixture of both. So it's like the interracial. I can't even say the word Dayton.
Interracial
pride, right? So
yeah.
You're saying basically if the person got a comment on that or say something in a relationship, then they the person that's the one that's really the problem. It's not the relationship within itself.
Right, right.
The
media, wait, go ahead.
No, I was just trying to just do a little breakdown
okay.
of what's going on. So, you know, say for the listeners that tune, you know, just not tuning in. Basically, Kristen's saying that, you know, once you go black, she ain't going back. And... Justin just basically saying statistics telling him, you know, hey, you know, people are segregated with their own kind, but he's more of he's curious. He want to see what the other side got going on, you know, what's going on with the white people, what's going on with the Caucasians, what's going on with anybody. He'll date pretty much anybody to his scope of status so that way he's kind of happy. So you really don't, it's like a mixture of both, you know what I mean? Like, basically, but what's winning overall is, I think, Chase, you're the only one that's saying the racial pride is basically breaking it down, and they basically saying they don't really care about the date.
It's out there on both ends, man. It's not just not just black people. I mean, my wife is Polish, you know what I'm saying? We go up in the Polish restaurant or something. They looking sideways upside my head. I mean, this is with everybody, man. You dig what I'm saying?
It's
the whole, well, I'm this, so this person, and that's why I said, if you're the problem, if that person is hurting anything that you're doing, because you shouldn't let anybody else, you don't love yourself if you're letting somebody else hurt what you're doing and hurt your feelings, you know what I'm saying, and you don't even know the person. So if you see somebody walking down the street and automatically you catch an attitude because of who they with, then you're the main problem.
Well, let me ask you this question here, Case. So if I got a, say if I got an Irish chick mixed with black, Indian, Cherokee, Indian, and all that, so would I be considered an international pimp or what?
That's not really, you know what I'm saying, what it's about. I mean, you can I mean, you can consider yourself anything nowadays, you know what I'm saying, but basically, man, it's just, dude, like, we need, us as people, man, we need to stop separating each other, you know what I'm saying, unless that person is causing you problems. When you sit there and you start blaming other things, then you can't see what the real problem is, and the real problem may be yourself.
Amen.
So, you know, that's one thing that we need to stop doing. I wish we got some sisters to call in, because I know a lot of sisters is against the whole interracial dating thing, you know what I'm saying, and I wanted to just hear from their point, you know what I'm saying, why they against it. So in the end, it's going to rebound and say, if you have a problem with that, then you're more than likely the problem. You're not loving yourself enough. So
They better scratch their asses and get glad.
Right.
Hey, you know what, dog? I tell you what, man.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, man, you know, I wanted to play a song, and we come back in. So we missing a couple other people that's supposed to be online here, man. You know, they ain't tuned in.
Be a great debater coming. I wanted a great debater to come on here. He about the whole black pride thing. And, you know, we had a heated debate a couple weeks ago about interracial dating. So, you know, I would love to hear from his standpoint and let the people, you know, hear him.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, so you know, you want to go old school? You want to go with a rap? What you want to do, man? This is your show.
Man, slow it down for him, man. I think this is the show that we need to slow it down for. What's up?
Play the damn national anthem. That's what you do.
You're the national anthem. All right, I got something close.
Play the national anthem.
I got something close to it. All right, let's go.
Hey.
You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore. When you lived inside of me, there was nothing I could conceive that you wouldn't do for me. Trouble seemed so far away. You changed it right away, baby. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, man, we back, man. We back in the building, man, pretty much, man, for the people that, you know, that's tuning in or just now, you know, how we get, you know, y'all just not kicking it in with us. We're talking about interracial dating versus racial pride. Man, look, man, we talking about black people and white people dating, and we talking about African-American Caucasians sticking to their own segregation. Because I cannot say these words. Case,
so
I don't know
interracial
why you...
dating versus racial pride.
Stop, hey, man, stop giving me all these old big words. Got me up here sounding like Tyler Perry.
Damn. Yeah.
All right. Don't be calling the police on me, dog.
Yeah. But back.
I'm gonna get it right before the night is over. I'm gonna get it right. Watch.
Get your ass smack with that. I can't even find the smack button. But now back to what I was saying though, man. Real quick, I just want to clear up some. The media, when they use interracial dating, man, they use it all for the wrong reasons, man. And you know, I'm sitting here, and my birds are chirping in the back. I know y'all can hear them, like over the jungle and shit. But real talk, man, I'm sitting here, and my wife said one thing, man. We humans. And that's what certain people don't want us to see. Because if we see that, then we're going to overthrow their system. That's what this is about. Black people never, ever been this way. We're not hateful people. You know what I'm saying? We hate ourselves, as you can see, because if we was hateful people, we'd be doing the same shit that Arabs doing, strapping bombs to ourselves. If we really wanted to liberate ourselves, you know what I'm saying? But in actuality, we don't want to liberate ourselves.
Why is that?
We don't want to, man, because we too emotional, man. I mean, emotional people cannot liberate themselves. You dig what I'm saying? They just can't, because you take an emotional person and you poke that person, then they're going to have to start a whole movement about you poking them. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's the smallest things that we manage in the black community to touch on, but it's not really the truthful things that's going to stop us from doing what we're doing to each other. And at the end of the day, we're doing everything to each other. We're not doing it to anybody else. But then we find little reasons like the interracial dating. Oh, that's a problem. You dig what I'm saying? I take off my shoe the wrong way. That's a problem. This is a problem. No, the real problem is us, because we won't really handle the stuff that really matters. So, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. What you about to do? Go ahead, bro. I don't want to mess something up. I just had a question for you.
Wait, say that one more again?
No, I had a question for you, but go ahead, man. I'll mess up your...
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I was just going to say, what really matters?
What really matters? Man, yeah. It's a gang of stuff that really matters, man. It's a gang of stuff. Like, you know, we got to start loving ourselves, man. We got to, you know, learn our culture. We got to learn our history and start loving ourselves. I mean, you can't love yourself if you don't know who you is. And most black people don't know who you is. You know, time and time again, man, I talk to a lot of older black people, you know what I'm saying? And they say things to me, I'll tell them, like, well, I'm African. They'll, like, laugh at me and say, oh, boy, you ain't no African, you're black. And I'm looking like, you know, like, that's a problem in our community, man. I asked them, well, where black people come from? They can't even fix their mouths to answer that question. You know, they know we come from Africa, but they don't want to claim that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm telling you, the whole thing, the big splash across the board is culture, man. That's one thing we lack. We lack togetherness. We don't love ourselves. And when you don't love yourself, you ain't going to love somebody that look like you.
All right. So basically, let me ask you this here then, man. So basically, I'm going to get it right, man. Interracial dating versus racial pride, whatever.
Right.
Now, you basically saying that if a person really brings up either one of the two up in the relationship, they the ones that tend to be the problem, and they should, you know, either A, get up out of the relationship, or B, don't worry about what other people really have to say. If you happy, you happy, basically, right?
Yeah, I mean, dude, the whole thing is, man, when you love yourself and you have that culture behind you and you see a person that's happy, you're supposed to get happy for that person. Not try to find every other single thing about that person just to down them more. That's why I said, if you see that somebody's happy, you shouldn't, you know, shit on that person. You know what I'm saying? You need to go get happy yourself. And most of the people who's doing this hating type of shit, you know what I'm saying, are people who are sad or depressed about something. And that's mostly, technically speaking, man, that's like 80%, 85% black people. That's why we, you know, fix our mouths to say shit like that. Well, man, I don't like, man, that dude with that black one. If she happy, man, let her be happy.
So do you think basically because we are African Americans, we think we'll get tend to more of the what we would just know far as ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, African Americans seem to do that shit, like hating. I mean, like, take this for instance, man. I don't even want to call myself African American for this reason alone. At first, before it became African American, we was called Afro American. You remember that back in the days, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, let's chew on this for a second. How in the hell did we let somebody name us after a fucking hairstyle? I mean, think about that for a second. Afro-American? Like, come on, man. We let white people name us after a fucking hairstyle. So, you gonna tell me this. So, if I was in Germany, then I'll be a German Afro? I mean, like, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't start calling ourselves African. We didn't start calling ourselves African American. Another group of people start calling us African Americans. But how in the hell are we Americans and we don't even get treated like Americans? As I said, when Obama won, what did they say? We're losing our country. So black people should have woke up to that whole situation right there and say, wait, hold on. So you mean to tell me, all this time, nigga, I've been seeing myself as an American, and y'all don't even see me as American. No, they don't see you as American. They don't. And I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. If a person can say we're losing our country, and these are higher up people, they could say this on TV, and then have most of the white people the next day saying the same, man, we losing our country. Who y'all losing your country to?
Well, so we don't put like this, man. So the first hour and a half was really about the dating and the pride. So we gonna pretty much jump off of it. So basically, your basic whole answer to that is you gotta love yourself first and be happy with what's going on with that, right? So that's what we can go on.
Yeah,
now since we when people be reading it, they, you know, you start jumping off into a, you know, a whole other topic. Which
oh
is
no
cool.
No, I was going straight back into that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got you. What, like, I was going to say is we can shut the topic down now because we already.
No. I'm just saying. You know, you asked me about some of the issues that we need to, you know what I'm saying, handle. And a lot of those, like, we need to find out who the hell we are first before we try to tell anybody what to do, because we don't know who we are, man. I mean, I went through something that I wasn't really into the knowledge the way I was. I would say I had a couple books and that thing. But, you know, I went through something, and instead of, you know, me thinking of myself as a loser or, you know, trying to run and hide behind religion, I actually thought to myself, okay, how did I get in this position? You know what I'm saying? Who the hell am I? How did my people get in this position? Because it was my people that actually did the shit to me. You dig what I'm saying? So I had to go on a quest to find out why the hell black people hate each other so much, why we stop each other from doing things, and I found my culture on the way there. You dig what I'm saying? And I said, okay, now I see. Now I see, because we lack something that was taken from us. But we can get it back. Nobody's keeping it from us. We have people out here that's going to study these things, and they're giving it to us. they're giving it to us, but we want to live. We want to stay living the way that we are, because if we didn't want to stay living the way we are, we would liberate ourselves. And the way to, liberation is for people to start reading, learn this history, learn where you come from. Because when you learn where you come from, then you know what your people was about. So you won't end up falling for the same shit over and over and over again. And that's our problem. We fall for the same shit. And when we fall for the same shit, we blame the smallest things in the room for that same shit that we falling for. Somebody said like this. If I tell you, a doggone priest said like this. If I tell you that you're in mud, right? Why you got to explain to me why you dirty? If I tell you you in mud, why you got to explain to me? Just go wash the mud off. And that's black people's problem. We don't want to wash the mud off. We got to have a reason to explain why we're muddy. Let's get clean, shut the fuck up, and let's go. So that was the whole race. I was waking them up, B.
My bad. Go ahead.
Nah, that's the whole racial pride thing, man. If you're going to have racial pride, at least know what the fuck you're fighting for. If you're going to sit around bickering all day about somebody dating outside they raised in, like I said, maybe you're the problem. So, you know what I'm saying? We can move on to something else. You got some more questions?
Yeah, man. Man, do you think it's just basically the Americans, man? America is pretty much doing this. I'm gonna read something, man.
America,
it says America is the only place where we are defined as racial groups. Black Canadians are called Black Canadians. They are called Canadians, and so on. So why is it that we've been stereotyped, or we've been labeled when it comes to America? Why is it like that?
America is all about dividing, man. That's what this country was built off of, divide and conquer. You dig? They want to sit there and say that the country is united. But I mean, who's the people on top? When you turn on your TV, who's the people on top? You know, that's all. You can just look at it like you said, a black Canadian is just called a Canadian.
Right. I never heard of that. That's a black Canadian. I do hear about that. He's a Canadian, but he's black. He's a black Canadian. It's crazy.
African in America is called African American. Even though we didn't take that on, why can't we just be called American? We didn't So my whole thing at the end of the day, man, is okay. Y'all can't just call us Americans, so fuck it. I'm going to call myself African because they ain't sharing anything with us. We the lowest on the totem pole. All my brothers is in prison. Ain't nobody trying to help us out. Ain't nobody going to help us out. You dig what I'm saying? This is about divide and conquer. That's why you have so many terms inside of this country. And these are not our terms that we made up. We just end up playing the fools and living by these terms. And we get to enforcing these terms on each other at the end of the day. And then a black person didn't come up with these terms, but we end up enforcing them on each other.
Well, you know what, dog? I tell you what, man, that's hot. Let's take another quick call right quick, man. And then we can just, you know, elaborate on it. We'll just go back into it. We got Aaron. Aaron, you on the line. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, how you feeling, man?
I'm all right, and you?
All right, I'm great, man. I'm great. You know, did you want to kind of elaborate on what's going on here, or do you already got something that you already want to share with us?
No, I didn't. I came in a little late. I didn't really hear the topic, so.
All right, I'm going to say it like this. Hey, Case, tell them the topic until I get it right.
Okay, it's interracial dating versus racial pride. We basically just talking about, you know, people with the whole racial pride thing that's, you know, against the whole interracial dating thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you sound like a black man. Do you have a problem with people dating outside of their race?
No, I don't. But, I mean, I feel like everybody got something to say about everybody. I feel even as though you might crack a little joke, you know what I'm saying, the person you cracking the joke on, if they're not the same race as you, or sometimes if they is the same race as you, they going to have a problem. They're going to feel, oh, you racist. For example, a white man, we see a black woman with a white guy, and we'd be like, you know what I'm saying, it's just not normal, you know what I'm saying, that's not what society thinks, you know what I'm saying, because back in the day, it's like, you know what I'm saying, black and white used to argue, and now it's like, you might crack a joke like, dang, that cracker hitting that big booty black girl, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know, it's going to be funny to us, because we, you know what I'm saying, we black, but to him, he going to be like, cracker, you know what I'm saying, like, that's, you know, that ain't cool, and there's some white guys out here, where if they got on the phone, you would think they black, you know what I'm saying, it's just, I feel some people just got something to say about everybody. You know, like that movie, what's that movie? I can't even think of the movie right now. I know Ludacris played in it, but it's just like, it's just somebody got something to say about everybody, man. That's how
you talking about? Which one you talking about? The one when he got picked up and he was riding, and it was like all the people meeting each other, or was it like
all the people met each other. What movie was that?
I can't think of the name. I'm offhand, but I know what you're talking about, though, where everybody...
Yeah, it's like that movie. Everybody has something to say about somebody. Like, white people feel as though we niggas, we sag our pants, we ride, we rap, we got dreads, we gang bang, you know what I'm saying? We look at white people like they rich. They live on the hills. They got a happy family, a nice little shih tzu dog. And we look at Chinese people like they can't see, they can't drive. They, you know what I'm saying? It's just everybody got something to say about everybody. And can't nobody seem to team up.
These are all stereotypes that was made by...
Right.
I don't even want to say the people it was made by, but you know what I'm saying? It was made by America, man. That's why here... You know, they say you can be who you want to be, but that shit comes with a price. It comes with a price, you know what I'm saying? Everything comes with a price. Mm-hmm. So, now, let me ask you, do you feel like when you see a black man with a white woman or a black woman with a white man, do you feel that's one of the reasons that our race is in the position that we're in?
Do I feel what? Say it again.
I said, okay, when you see a black woman with a white man, or you see a white girl with a black man, do you feel like that's a reason that our race is in a position that we're in?
In my opinion, no, because I look at it, I mean, I look at it like, you know what I'm saying, we like one now. I don't. The movie was named Crash, y'all. Sorry to, you know, I'm going to get off topic again. But the movie was named Crash, where Wesley Snipes and I was unpaid in it. But back to your answer to your question, nah, I don't. Because I don't even know how I could explain it, really. But I just don't. No, not to me. Do you?
Nah. I mean, you know, that's one of the questions that we wanted to ask people tonight, because, you know, like I run around in the black community, the black power community, I guess you can call them Afrocentric or whatever. They seem to think that's one of the reasons, you know, that we in a position that we in. And me, I don't think that, man. I don't think that. As I said earlier, the whole thing is you have to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, then, and you seeing somebody else is the problem, you're really the problem.
But wait, I can elaborate on what you were saying a little bit early in the show, man. How you saying that the black woman want to be white and all that stuff? What about these white girls, man? They starting to get all super thick now, and
That whole thing, man. That's steroids and food and shit like that, man. And then as far as the white women running out there getting fake asses and fake lips and all of that, I mean, that's not our concern. You know what I'm saying? That's not our concern. Our concern is with our women and their self-hate of their self running out. You know what I'm saying? You look at half of these sisters, man, that's wearing these weaves and everything. Man, that shit is messing up their hair. You look at the lining of their hair, man. It's like they lining start at the top of their hair. And this is not making fun of the sisters. My whole thing is, why would you put something inside of your hair to look like somebody else that's harming you. That's yeah. like the, that's self hate.
Some of these black people, some of these black females try to be going, I want to get Remy. I want to get some Ethiopian hair. Why do you want to look like, you know what I'm saying, somebody else? They trying to look like us.
Well, okay, let me clarify that. Ethiopians are black, but the whole thing is their hair don't, if your hair don't grow straight, why would you want to make your hair straight? Why can't you just live with what God gave you? You dig what I'm saying? We the most people with that. Now, you could say that there are Caucasian women that put weave in their hair, but the hair, for one, it looks like theirs. You don't see no black man running around putting no white man's hair on, trying to be, you know what I'm saying, Geraldo Rivera or some shit like that. You don't. But you see in our community black women running around with blonde hair, black women running around long-ass, fake-ass nails, blue eyes. It's like, are you serious with these? You see me coming down the street. You see me coming down the street with a white girl, and now you have a problem. Oh, that nigga ain't shit, and I ain't want him anyway. Yeah, no, shit, you don't want me because you already said it. Everything that come out your mouth, everything that presents about you already says that you're not trying to deal with me at all.
Well, I mean, I feel you on that, B. I'm just saying, man, like when it comes down to the, you know, even though you said it's not our concern with the white chicks, but they do. They be saying, I want to give me a black ghetto boot. You know what I'm saying? I want to have that shape. I want to be like Shaniqua. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. So I think it's kind of balancing out a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like it reversed its role.
Now let me ask you a question. Are you Caucasian, Sleep?
No, I think I got mulatto in me though.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I feel like black people, we shouldn't worry about if white women are going to get fake asses and fake lips. You know what I'm saying? We need to be worried about ourselves. They going see. This is my whole thing that I want to get across on this show. Caucasian people, they're gonna do what they're gonna do. We're not gonna change that, no matter how the hell we scream, we can kick and holler. We've been doing it for 300 years. These people are not going to change. They're gonna forever do them. But we the dumbasses that's not doing us. You dig what I'm saying? We too concerned with what everybody else is doing to us. We won't do us.
Okay.
And that's one thing I want to get across on this show. I don't care about the white girls going to get big booties and suntans and shit like that. That's not my concern. My concern is the sisters putting on these big-ass weaves on their head coming down the street looking like it's fresh out of Lion King and shit. They wonder why they can't get it, why they can't get a real man. I can't get a real man because look at you, shit, you're not a real woman. Fuck out of here. And I mean to say that, like, you know what I'm saying? You wearing all this prosthetic shit, so you want a real man. That's why I respect some of the sisters that I see with the low haircuts, the little froze and everything. I mean, they say that the brothers don't like that, but shit, you ain't never wore your hair like that to see if they like that shit.
Damn, that was
Let me say another quick thing. The brothers like what the sisters are doing. You dig what I'm saying? If all black women just for one day just called it natural hair day, and every black woman wore their hair in a day. No, wait, well, for real. And every black woman wore their hair in a fro or however their hair grow. You telling me that you can't get a man because you wearing a fucking fro? I'm just being real. Like, you can't get a man because
what you're really trying to say is we shouldn't be worried about the white people or any other race besides us, because we need to be doing the populating. You know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying about what? Hating on another person and trying to do what they're doing because they got the shine. It's really what you're trying to say.
We need to love ourselves, man. That's basically it. And how you start loving yourself is stop worrying about what other motherfuckers is doing, man. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, these are cold, hard facts. We got to stop worrying about what the Caucasian community, what the Spanish community is doing, because they got their shit together. They together. You know what I'm saying? You roll through Humboldt Park, you see a big-ass Spanish flag up there. You roll on the west side, you don't see nothing but Arab stores. I mean, You know when you're in a black community because there's an A-Rap store on every damn corner. Or a Korean store.
Or a strip
selling
club.
Store.
You say what?
Or a strip club.
Selling.
Oh, wait. I'm going to tell you. You know you're in a black community when you see a Curse Exchange, a fucking hair place that's owned by a bunch of Koreans, the goddamn corner store is owned by the A-Rabs, the gas station is owned by the A-Rabs.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? At a liquor store in the church.
Yo.
What?
Yo, you know you're in a black community when you see male stripper flyers on the floor.
Real talk, man. You go in all of these other communities. You go out in these other communities, man. You see them lifting themselves up. Them people don't got, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you going to have hate in other communities. I'm not saying everybody is perfect. But why these people shit together and our shit ain't together? You know why? Because they ain't worried about your black ass. So why is you worried about their ass?
You
they only watch you when you come up in their store, and that's about it. They not worried about you, so why worried about them? You spending too much time off the real topic and the topic itself.
Yo.
What up?
You know what this feel like, man?
What up?
I feel like we are boys in the hood, and Trey Daddy was like, y'all come on over here to the thing. Y'all come over here. And you just going in. Furious.
I'm just telling the truth, man, because it's a lot of other shit that we need to worry about. Why not in our community is six-month-old babies being shot, man? Why is that? Why the fuck is that? Why is you worried about me being with Becky, but a baby is getting shot? That you could talk about me being with Becky more than you could talk about this baby getting shot, because that's a normal fucking thing to you. That's a normal thing in our community for our kids and our babies to get shot, but then we want to go on a rant about who another motherfucker supposed to be with. And that right there, that's a shame, man, because a motherfucking fucking Becky don't have nothing to do with no kid getting shot. Handle that shit first and then come back to that when you got your shit together.
I think we need to take a commercial break.
Let's get it.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumors, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, man, we back. We back in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
So. Any more questions? I mean, shit, because I can go at this all night, man. Cause, so it's one solution to everything, man. It's one solution if you see it in the right way.
Cool. Well, what I do is, man, I open up. I mean, basically, man, it's too much, not really no more questions for me, really, per se. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is I'm just going to open up the microphone. And, you know, hey, man, if y'all want to ask Kay some questions, man, go ahead and let it rip. I got all y'all microphones on. Chris, you got any questions for Kay?
Okay.
All right.
Wow, hey, Case, why?
Y'all don't hear what I gotta say.
Why you don't really too much care about what else, what other race got going on or whatever? I understand you saying it's for the black community. I understand you saying it's for the black community or whatever, but if we, okay, so say like it's a white girl in the black community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now she thick just like all the other black girls. Now everybody and everybody on her. Would you go for her or would you go for the black girl?
Let us get down for
Well, okay, man. that ain't even the hard. I'll put it like this, man. It's I'm all about how a person act, man. I'm not on that whole, you know what I'm saying, what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is like. That's the whole media sitting there, you know what I'm saying, training people's brains to be on bullshit like that. My whole thing is, like who like you, man? If the white girl with the big booty like you, then like her back. I mean, you know what I'm saying, who am I to tell you that you can't like her? Now, you ask me who would I go for, the black woman or the white woman? It's depending on who, you know what I'm saying, nice to me. That's how I am. It's depending on who nice to me. I won't just go over to the white girl because she a white girl.
Okay. Hi,
and I think we need, you know what I'm saying, as black men, we need to stop doing that shit, stereotyping shit too, saying, oh, okay, I'm going to go with the white, because there's a lot of white girls out here that'll fuck you over worse than the black woman, trust me.
Cool. Well, hey, man, I want to take a call, man. We're going to take a call from St. Louis, man. If you have 314 area code, how you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. How you?
We hanging here.
I was going to make a comment on this thing about interracial marriages.
Okay.
Now, in the United States have laws that you have people have civil rights and constitutional rights that cannot be violated by other citizens and by governments making laws. That's why come you have a Supreme Court. So, at one time, states did prohibit the marriage of citizens because of their ethnicity. It's only one race, you know, to use a word the way it's used, interracial, that's really used and out of context. It's really ethnicity.
Right. Right.
Now, but the law cannot apply to people's cultures because in this country today, you have ethnic groups that has cultural standings amongst their families and their children that, you know, are rules, so I guess you can say regulations. You know, I've known of cases here, and you know, it's kind of unfortunate. You know, I knew of two cases where Arab fathers killed their daughters for dating black men. And you can Google that and look it up where it happened in St. Louis and maybe one other place. But, you know, within people's cultures, not only has it to do with black and white, because I married a Ghanaian, you know, my second wife here last December, and she's from an area where they don't marry in other areas, and the people are all black. So those are cultural norms. The same thing with you know, homosexuality, that's a cultural norm in those countries. It has nothing to do with the laws. You know, it's just the way it was with culture. So America is a country that, you know, it's a country of laws. And, you know, these things are permitted. Things that weren't permitted 50 years ago are now permitted, in which that's just the way it is in the land. The states have more power than the federal government. So that's the case now where states recognize marriages, and they set the stipulation of what a marriage is. Federal government really has no business meddling in states. And here's a simple reason why. Because if a person don't like what's going on in one state, they can always move
right
to another state, no matter what the reason is. If it's taxes, you can't buy alcohol on Sunday in this state, so you go over to the next state, you can't buy cigarettes. And, you know, so that's, you know, we can't get, you know, caught up on this from an emotional standpoint of view, but,
right.
Yeah, look at it from really the way it really comes out of.
Right, right. I mean, no, I'm just, man, basically we just did this show because, you know, that just to handle this little tiny problem in the community because, you know, like you do get a lot of hate for the whole interracial dating stuff in the community, you know what I'm saying, amongst people that have problems with themselves. I just wanted to really put it out there and get it from other people's standpoint, what they think. As I had said before, if you have too much time on your hands dating, you know, thinking about who somebody else is dating, then you're really the problem.
Well, right. You should protect yourself. You know, my daughter or grandchildren won't marry unless the person they marry is signing a prenup. Now, I was taught not to marry. You know, I taught my children that, my grandchildren today. You know, I mean, it's just a family thing. Some people say it's okay. But that's the beauty of the country. You got those who on the far left, those on the far right, and everybody in the middle. But I would say this, if you was a multi-million dollar athlete and you married somebody without getting a prenup, you crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. I mean, especially the way things are nowadays, man. Everybody just suffer from a lack of values, basically, to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody suffer from a lack of values. But, you know, as you were saying, basically, I'm speaking from, I'm a practicing Dogon. You know what I'm saying? They from Mali, Africa. They scattered around through, you know, Africa. I don't know if you know about that tribe.
Yeah,
but
I know them very well.
Yeah, yeah. They
the
basically,
Bambara,
they,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they don't basically teach any racial dividing, you know what I'm saying? And these are the descendants of the ancient Egypt, the real Egyptians, you dig what I'm saying? And that's what our whole culture as Africans revolve around. That's where we're from, you know what I'm saying? We practice under the spiritual system Maat, and that was what the whole Africa practiced under before we was invaded by different cultures that brought in the Muslim systems, the Christianity systems, and you know, the whatever you have over
yeah.
there, you know what I'm saying? So,
but see,
Amun
did not approve of mixed marriages. That's why come Hatshepsut was born of Immaculate Conception. He wanted to have a pure soul of child, so he impregnated her mother, and thus she was born. So and they did not approve of marrying outside of their ethnic group. That, I mean, there's all kind of history to talk about that.
Well, I mean that I mean,
and there
I
was no Europeans at that time in that area. We were talking about, well, I guess you can call Euro-Asians, but yeah, they fought them with the tooth and nail.
Well, there's actually white Dogons. You know, to tell you the truth, but I mean, I have never heard of what you had said. I mean, in the black community, man, and that's another thing I wanted to say. In the black community, when we're teaching about Maat, you know what I'm saying, the whole system, everybody wants to add their whole black power thing up in it. It wasn't really even like that. I mean, I came in there with the same, you know, attitude of, oh, okay, this the white man, that the this, the that. And I mean, I got it broke down to me. One of the practicing priests up in the Dogon culture, and he just broke it down, you know what I'm saying? They did not see anybody as a race. The Romans was the ones that started the whole race thing. They're the Caucasians, Euro-Asian people, as you were saying, over there, basically they went and they learned from Maat. They went to them schools and practiced that.
Well, yeah, the Greeks did, and also the Romans would come in much later.
Okay.
If you got white Dogon, it's because somebody has recently joined. Like you have white Indians, they call them $5 Indians. But
most of them had married to, you know, people that's in the Dogon culture, so that's what made them Dogons. I mean, it's scattered. When you go inside their school, pictures are scattered everywhere, you know, with different racial ethnicities that joined the Dogons. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? They have never, them people have never been about any racial thing because, first of all, as you said, to them, there is no race. There is nothing but the human race. And if you do history, and I know you know this, white people come out of black people. You know what I'm saying? They come out of it. Those are our brothers that just went over to a different country and evolved into something else.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the difference. You know, yes, it's true that this present species of hominid, which is Homo sapiens sapiens, did come out of Africa. Now, Neanderthal never was found on the African continent. He was found outside the African continent. And just because you came out of, but where you evolved to what you are today is the determining factor that affects your thinking, your ideology, your practice, and so on and so on. So that's the determining factor. What caused you to be the way you are? And in the course of that happening to you, how did it change and how did it produce these attitudes, feelings, and so on and so on?
Oh, is that a question you're asking me?
No, that's not a question to you, but that's the question that applies to when people say, oh, yeah, we all came out. Yeah, we all, you know, Africans did migrate. Of course, there's more than one theory. White complexion is a recent phenomenon. It hasn't been around for no longer than maybe 20,000, 30,000 years. But, you know, there's a lot more to that than what just meets the eye.
Okay.
But those people, yeah, so those people is pretty much to themselves. They developed, you know, I was in Kemet from Cairo to the northern Sudan border for almost 8 years, going in and out of temples and tombs and pyramids. And I guess you can say digging around in people's garbage that date back, you know, 55, 65,000 years ago. And you'd be surprised of, you know, the way people thought. Of course, there was no differentiation based on, you know, black, because they just don't, even today they don't identify themselves according to ethnic groups. Akan, Ewe, Ashanti, Yoruba, and so on and so on and so on.
Mm. Okay. No, but I was just, you know, from what I know and what I'm being taught by the Dogons, they never saw race as an issue in any type of way. And these are Dogons that's fresh from over there with the Hagon. The Hagon is the highest priest. You dig what I'm saying? So the Hagon calls in every now and then. Well, his people call in to inform everybody what the, you know, traditions is, what they should be meditating on, and things like that. So from what I know in the books I read, they didn't ever really seen anybody as a racial, you know, it wasn't a racial thing to them because they never thought of race inside that way until the Romans came over and other people started coming over and they started to call themselves white. And you got to understand, these white people that we call white, they learned our systems. Like, these are not their systems that they're practicing and enforcing. They're enforcing our own cultural systems on us. They just switched it up to fit what they wanted to use. Like religion, for one. Religion is our story, basically, a bunch of stories broke down in different books and then put together and presented in a fashion where people can be controlled.
Well, yeah, you're right. They created it for themselves is what they done, which every ethnic group has a right. You know, every ethnic group had their own god. Men created gods, and we've been told something different. So it's just as if you and I was tomorrow, say, man, let's build us a car.
Right.
Well, if we build a car, it's going to be built off of what we have today. We're not going to go back and rebuild a Model A Ford. So that's exactly what they've done. Everyone has always had a curiosity, which is centered around a few questions. One, who am I? Two, where did I come from?
Okay.
And you see that curiosity that exists today. I mean, everybody, you know, whites are always peering under the microscope. They're always living with the chimpanzees, trying to figure out this, that, and the other about them, dressing them up, putting them in the house, sitting them at the table, trying to make them eat with forks and knives, and so on and so on and so on. You don't see black folks doing that because in them that ain't just curiosity. And I mean, they don't have that interest, maybe because they already know. But people, species that all of a sudden come on the scene, they have those questions. Who am I?
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.